That's Greg Gumbel. What does this mean to you, Solomon, as you have looked at the different personalities, effectiveness, the interaction of black and white coaches with the different players around the league? Who seems to have that serenity, that control, that leadership?
Well, you know, I think, you know, all the points you mentioned are very on point, you know, and then what we've seen from Tony Dungy and obviously Lovie Smith are the characteristics and the traits that you want in a coach, because I think they go beyond teaching the X's and O's. I think they're very adept at teaching young men how to be better people. And by way of becoming better people, they're going to make for better employees. They're going to be happier at work. They're going to love coming to work and practicing and doing all the things that it takes during the long grind of an NFL season. So they're going to be more productive. And I think that's where these two guys are very similar in their ability to strike a chord with their players and have the guys go out and lay it on the line for them. Now, that have anything to do with being African American, has something to do with just being quality people. Bill Cowher had the same trait. Don Shula had the same trait. So did a guy like Tom Landry. All the great coaches shared this, but I think we have to understand that African American coaches, in that sense, if you're a good coach, you share some of the same traits, and there's no doubt in my mind that Lovie Smith and Tony Dungy bring those kind of abilities to the table.
What is especially unique about them? Because they really, true, seem to have the complete respect of their entire organization. When you look around and you look even with Bill Parcells, what he had to deal with T.O., how rare a commodity that is.
Well, I think, you know, it's becoming more of a situation where you have to have those abilities. I think there was a point in time where you could just coach football and wouldn't have to deal with some of the things that players brought to the table in terms of their personal life. The player had to totally conform to the environment of a professional football organization or he wasn't going to be around. Now you find the organizations conforming to the individual and to the player. And I'm not so sure that that's how it should be.